Good morning. A beautiful start to the day throughout interior New York and New England with comfortable temperatures in the 50s and lower 60s, low humidity, and just a slight breeze with a little bit of fog in spots. This will lead to a nice afternoon today with high pressure in control. We'll enjoy mostly sunny skies throughout the region. Again, the dew points will remain in the 50s, which keeps the humidity down and in the comfortable range. Temperatures will top out largely in the lower to mid-80s by mid to late afternoon. With high pressure overhead tonight, another clear and comfortably mild night, perhaps not as cool as last night, the higher terrain getting back into the 40s, but most places in the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Now, that heat and humidity from last week has been pushed well off to the south, but some of the moisture from the south will begin to creep back in tomorrow, so we can expect more humid weather. Still lots of sunshine, though. Temperatures will climb into the middle and upper 80s. It'll be hot and humid on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds, dry, though, with highs right around 90. Now, as the heat and humidity build toward the weekend, we can expect an isolated shower or thunderstorm on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be in the middle to upper 80s. And a better chance of showers and thunderstorms for the day on Sunday as a disturbance passes through from the south and west. Highs on Sunday will be in the middle 80s. Still the risk of a couple of showers and thunderstorms into the early part of next week. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds for Monday and Tuesday with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a disturbance moving through the northwestern United States has the potential to kick off isolated thunderstorms across the northern Rockies. These thunderstorms will likely produce little precipitation. The main threat here will be the possibility of wildfires sparked by lightning. Red flag warnings have been issued for a large part of the northern Rockies. Otherwise, the heat will again be the story, with temperatures in some localized areas in the desert southwest reaching into the mid-120s. Excessive heat warnings are out for the southwest, as even without high humidity, it'll still be dangerously hot. Meanwhile, highs will reach almost to the 110-degree mark in central Nevada, with a heat advisory in effect there. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was Mobile Downtown Airport in Alabama at 10:53 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Taiyuan, China at 6 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 9 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Jal, New Mexico. The 111-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1967 by 6 degrees. There was one daily record low at Falcon Dam, Texas. It was 69 degrees, and this is 1 degree colder than the old record set in 1985. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 45 degrees with a northwest wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain and 45 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 58. 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.15 inches and on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 126 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 37 at Saranac Lake, New York. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston, mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-80s. Taking a look at the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 86 degrees, the low 53, the average temperature 70, that's 2 degrees below normal. Just a trace of rain yesterday for the month, 11 hundredths of an inch, which is 1.20 inches below normal, and 16.06 inches for the year, which is 3.82 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 5 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, for the month now 98, that's 31 above normal. And 309 for the season, which is 94 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees. The average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1936. And the record low, 48, in 1986. Sunrise this morning was at 5:28 a.m. Sunset at 8:34 p.m. 15 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a decrease of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s, though back into the 40s across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today, highs will be in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today with highs reaching the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, very warm, a bit more humid in the upper 80s. Hazy sun, hot and humid on Friday around 90. A mix of sun and cloud Saturday, just a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the upper 80s. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms Sunday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-80s. And a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Monday and Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny both days in the middle to upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.